This is Citizens Council Forum, America's number one public affairs program, where prominent Americans report to the nation on important issues. This week, the series of discussions is presented coast to coast by Citizens Council Forum, a nonprofit educational corporation, with the cooperation of public-spirited broadcasters who share our belief that Americans must be informed to remain free. Now, here is the producer of Citizens Council Forum, Dick Morphew.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Citizens Council Forum. We're pleased to have with us today Mr. W.J. Simmons of Jackson, Mississippi. Bill Simmons is administrator of the Citizens Councils of America and editor of the monthly magazine, The Citizen. Bill, glad to have you with us today.
Thank you very much, Dick. It's good to be with you.
Bill, there have been so many recent racial disturbances, or as they used to be called, race riots, in so many widely separated parts of the country that I'm sure that they are attracting cumulatively a great deal more attention than similar events have in the past. There have been, in recent weeks, outbreaks in such places as the Watts area and elsewhere in Los Angeles, various parts of New York City, in Omaha, Des Moines, most recently Chicago and Cleveland, in both of the latter cases the National Guard having to be called out to restore order to the communities, and many other cities as well. I'd like to get your observations concerning these events. First, why do you believe that all of these disturbances have happened outside the Deep South?
Well, this is very interesting, Dick, that this aspect of the racial disturbances, because most of the rest of the country has been led to believe that the South is a region of race tension, or has been in the past. We who live here know, of course, that that is not so. It might be well to point out in the beginning that these riots should not come as any surprise. They have been predicted regularly for several years in national publications, and usually the reasons for them have been attributed to conditions prevailing in the large cities in the North and West.
Have there been attempts to stir up similar troubles in the Deep South?
Yes, there have been many attempts, Dick, some of them quite recent, but they have not succeeded.
Well, what is so different in the South? Why have they not succeeded, say, in Jackson or in some other metropolitan area in the Deep South, where they have succeeded in the big northern cities?
That's a very good question, Dick, and perhaps it's hard to answer exactly why this is so. But I think probably one reason is that the colored population in the South is more settled. It's more at home. There have existed historically better and rather closer relations between the colored people in the South and the whites than have existed in the North. Another thing is that the colored people in the South have not been directly incited and made to feel frustrated, as if they had some kind of grievance for which they were not to blame, as has been the case in the North.
Bill, do you see some common pattern in these recent racial disturbances in various parts of the country? Is there some common cause behind them? It seems as though they're going off almost on schedule anymore.
Yes, it does seem to be very much of a pattern, Dick. I think the pattern usually is this. It's related to the hot weather, usually. We're told that the long, hot summers bring on these things. The immediate causes of the riots, however, vary. They vary all the way from a simple arrest for disorderly conduct to turning off a fire hydrant or something of that nature, and sometimes for no apparent reason at all. But generally, there seems to be a kind of spontaneous and aimless quality about these riots. I have an idea that one reason they're caused is because that among the Negro slums in these big northern cities, there's so much idleness. Many are on welfare. They don't have anything to do with their time. They are not engaged, by and large, in gainful employment as they are in the South. As you know, the non-white unemployment is quite low in the South. As a matter of fact, it's almost non-existent. Anyone who wants to work, of whatever race, can almost always get a job, and a pretty good job. This, however, does not seem to be the case in the North, and I think this has a lot to do with it.
In the coverage that most everyone has read and seen of these various disturbances, and most particularly the recent ones in Chicago and Cleveland, there seems to be a great number of young people involved, teenagers up into their early 20s. And yet they don't seem to really be able to answer the question, why are you doing this? Do you think they have any idea why they're doing it?
Well, I don't know. It's awfully hard to be a mind reader, but one does get kind of a chilling reminder in these incidents of the disorders that went on in Africa and still go on in Africa in the newly emerging nations. I think one reason for this has been the rise of a kind of a black racism that's been encouraged by shouts of black power, by the increasing identification of the so-called civil rights movement in the United States with the rise of black power in Africa. This is borne out by the cries of Get Whitey that one always reads about in these disturbances.
And of course, much of the vandalism being directed against white-owned businesses in the colored areas of these cities.
That's correct. And this is borne out in an opposite sort of way by the attempts of Negro businessmen to avoid vandalism and plunder by painting on their windows, blood brother, Negro owned, and so on.
Bill, does it seem to you that there are more of these racial outbreaks than there used to be? Or is it just that today's events are receiving more thorough reporting and more widespread news coverage?
Dick, I think that there are more of them, certainly. There's never been a time, to my knowledge, in American history where race riots have been so widespread as they are today. Of course, in the past, there have been very severe ones, particularly following World War I, and then to a lesser extent following World War II. However, these were isolated, although severe, and nothing like what's going on today.
And in most of the previous occurrences, say dating back following World War I, World War II, the white community was actively involved, or at least a segment of the white community was actively involved, where now it seems to be just a black uprising.
Yes, that's quite true, and that's a very important and significant difference, because in the riots of the last few years in the northern cities, no white people have been involved at all except those who accidentally became victims of the rioters. In other words, there has been no fighting between white and black as such. It's been the Negro mobs against the police.
And the police and firemen would be hit on the head by bricks if they attempted to put out a fire or stop some looting, or if a white motorist happened to be driving through the area, he would suddenly find himself in jeopardy.
That's right, and the same applies to Mexican Americans in California.
Bill, every time one of these outbreaks occurs, we hear widespread charges made of police brutality. We hear people getting up and apologizing for the rioters, almost as though these people shouldn't be blamed for tearing up their cities because they're frustrated or something like that.
Yes, that's right. And this has come to be virtually a standard maneuver on the part of not only the rioters, but those who seem to apologize for them. It's as if there was a deliberate attempt to nullify the effects of the police. And in this connection, I think that some recent Supreme Court decisions limiting the authority of the police have not been without their effect as well.
You mentioned that there seems to be a racist quality to these riots. Is there anything like this going on in the minds of white Americans, to your knowledge, or is this strictly a black phenomenon at the present time?
Well, I think it's a black phenomenon, certainly. And as evidence of that, I point out that these disturbances are on the part of Negroes. If the reverse were true, if there were a real white racism involved in any manner akin to this, then we would have rioting of white mobs, because there has been far more provocation for that than for the other.
What's the remedy to this situation throughout the country? What do you see as the hope for solving these problems and getting on with the business at hand?
Well, Dick, I think there's several things that, can and should be done. For one, I think the government should quit trying to create one vast interracial society in the United States. I think this is one of the real causes of it. I think it leads to frustration and a disappointment among the Negro Americans. And another thing that I think certainly should be done is to stop all of this welfare state program that's going, the so-called anti-poverty wars. All these things make people feel sorry for themselves. They make them feel as if society owes them a living, as if society is to blame for their acts, for their transgressions.
So that if they don't get everything they want this minute, take to the streets.
That's right. There have been some specific statements by people high in authority in this country that almost seem open incitements to marching in the street.
I saw a bumper sticker the other day along the line that you were mentioning. It said, "Fight the war on poverty the American way. Get a job." I suppose you'd agree with that.
I'd agree with it completely, Dick. And that's one thing I was going to mention, that I think that the cultivation of a sense of personal responsibility, both as far as conduct is concerned and in earning a living, cannot be substituted by any government program. It just cannot be done.
Bill, our time has gone by very quickly. Thank you very much for being with us today. Our guest on today's edition of Citizens Council Forum has been W.J. Simmons of Jackson, Mississippi, editor of the monthly magazine, The Citizen, and administrator of the Citizens Councils of America. Join us again next week at the same time when we'll be back with another program in your Citizens Council Forum series. Till then, Dick Morphew speaking coast to coast, saying thanks a lot for being with us. So long, everybody.
Citizens Council Forum is dedicated to the preservation of our American tradition of freedom. If you agree that individual liberty and constitutional government must be preserved, if you want to do something positive and worthwhile to help protect our freedom, then we want to hear from you. Just write to Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. We'll be happy to send you, without obligation, literature showing how you can help. Address your card or letter to Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. America's number one public affairs series is presented coast to coast each week by Citizens Council Forum, a nonprofit educational corporation. Join us next week for another informative discussion and remind your friends to tune in. It's time to take a stand. By working together, we can and will safeguard our freedoms.